This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to a new work week. And as we get into it, let's start it out the best way possible by spending some time with God in His Word. I want to start this week by reading from the beginning of the book of Hebrews in the Bible. You know, the Old Testament was written over thousands of years. And when it came to the time of Jesus, He brought a whole new thing into the world, and all of the books of the New Testament in the Bible were written over a relatively short period of time. And the letter of Hebrews starts out by thinking back to the Old Testament, and he says, "Long ago, at many times and in many ways, God spoke to our fathers by the prophets. But in these last days, He has spoken to us by His Son." And the thing that the writer of Hebrews notes is that whether it was in the Old Testament or in these last days in the New Testament, God has spoken to us. Now that is a fantastic truth. Just think about that as you go into your life today. God has not left you alone in the world to try and find your own way. God has spoken to us. He's spoken to you. He wants to speak into your life today through His Word, the Bible. He doesn't expect you to just somehow figure out how to make life work. You've probably been trying that on your own for some time, and it doesn't work very well, does it? But God has spoken to you. God has a way to make your life work the way He designed it to be. God wants to be involved in your life. So I encourage you to make a commitment in your life to begin spending time with God. He wants to speak to you. He wants to guide you in life. Every day, at the beginning of the day, just carve out a little time to open your Bible and read it and say, "God, I'm listening. What do you have to say to me?" God has spoken to us. But notice what he says, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son. That's Jesus. Here's one of the great truths you need to understand. If you want to know God, then you need to get to know Jesus. Now, maybe if you're not a Christian, you think, well, what do you mean get to know God? Can you really know God on that personal level like you know another person? And what do you mean get to know God? Does that mean if I just start going to church, suddenly I'll know God? It doesn't work like that. Those who do know God go to church, they spend time with other Christians to be encouraged, they want to hear the Bible being taught by a Bible teacher, they want to be strengthened for the week ahead. Yeah, we go to church, but going to church doesn't make you know God. The fact is, there's a barrier between us and God. There's a problem, and that problem is something that the Bible calls sin. And what it means is, I think you know in your heart, you've offended God a lot of times, haven't you? When you've spoken in anger, when you've done things you knew God wouldn't want you to do, when your conscience makes you feel guilty about something. We know that we've broken God's laws so many times, that we've offended Him personally. God is angry, and He's also a just judge who needs to judge our sins. But here's the great truth. Jesus loves us so much that He said, "I will become a man and live a life, and a life without sin. But then I'll die on the cross, taking what they deserve as punishment for their sins, taking your anger, Father, so that they can be forgiven." This is the great truth of Christianity. Not that you have to somehow pull up your socks and be good enough for God. You can't. But that God has done what needs to be done to make forgiveness possible for us through Jesus' death on the cross. So if you want to know God, you need to come to Him and just simply say, "Thank you so much for what you have done for me. I know I need your forgiveness. Please forgive me and make my life what you want it to be." When you do that, God comes into your life in a new way. You begin to know God personally, and your whole life then is this adventure of a growing relationship with God. I'm John North.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.